I am a trans pregnant man and I do exist, so no matter what anyone says, I literally am living proof. Hi, I'm Logan Brown and this is my Glamour Unfiltered. So I found out I was pregnant because I took a pregnancy test early hours in the morning whilst Bailey was asleep. And I just had this really weird feeling that something wasn't right. And obviously I've been off testosterone for a while due to some health issues. So just kind of had this really weird feeling. And I took the pregnancy test and it was just like this. It was like my whole world just stopped. And yeah, it was literally when I saw them two lines, I was just like, what the heck? Like everything just, all my manlyhood that I've tried to work hard for so long just completely felt like it was erased. Yeah, that's how I found out. So at first I was like lingering around the house whilst Bales was still asleep. And I was like, oh, do I wake them up or do I not? It was really hard because how do you tell your partner, like, oh, I'm pregnant, but oh, I'm also your boyfriend as well. So I was like lingering around them for ages. And then I was just like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just wake them up. So I tapped them and it was like, what's up? I was like, I couldn't get the words out of my mouth to say it because it's just something that you just don't say as a man. And I was like, I'm pregnant. And it was kind of like this moment of, all right, okay, that's all right. And then it just went into like, oh no, this isn't good. What about my career? You're a pregnant man. And we were both just doing that back and forth constantly of like, oh my God. And we just didn't speak for like 2 hours. And then afterwards we had a bit of a chat. But the reaction was mixed emotions for both of us. And it felt like it was all on me in a way, because it's my body and it definitely takes two to tango. But I feel like, because it was going on in my body, I felt like I was an issue. So it took me ages to get to this point of being confident with who I am now and being a pregnant man and like saying that and, you know, all these things that I've started doing and educating people on it. I think if anything, when I got to that point when I realised I didn't want the thought of having to get rid of the baby when it was happening inside my body, it was a really, really weird feeling, and I kind of got connected to that. And I was like, I'm never going to get this opportunity again to, you know, as a queer couple, to have a baby that's biologically both ours. That was like really special to me, and just something just clicked. And then I think I spent so much time feeling shame and being hard on myself. I just thought, you can either enjoy this process or just, you know, make it really difficult for yourself. And something just clicked and I was like, no, I'm going to own this. I'm a pregnant man and we're very lucky and I'm proud to do what we're doing, 100%. So the start of my pregnancy journey as a trans pregnant man, it was obviously terrifying. You know, the first appointment that I did when I phoned up, I was like, oh, I'm pregnant, to a midwife. And the first question that she said to me was, okay, where do you want to give birth? And I wasn't even thinking about anything. I couldn't even process what she was saying. And some of the appointments after that were positive. They were like smaller clinic ones, so they really took a lot of time out to pay attention to you. And I had the same midwife all the time, which was really important. And then we recently moved houses and I had to change hospitals. And it's a much bigger hospital, and I've not had the best experience. I feel like, you know, I go in there and it's full of women, obviously, because this is a very rare thing. And I feel like everyone's just looking at me. I've been misgendered by staff. And no one's actually turned around to me and said, are you okay? Like, no one said, it feels like, oh, you're a trans pregnant man. Being pregnant in general is really, really difficult, but then all the things that come with it, like me being trans and stuff, no one's actually said, are you okay? You know, would you like some mental health support or anything like that? And I've been in there crying my eyes out. And it's one of them, like, some midwives get it and some midwives don't. And I just feel like with LGBTQ+, it shouldn't be optional for them to have that sort of training. It should be mandatory, because we do exist and people are going in there, and if that's happened to me, how many more people is that going to happen to? So yeah, I try to be positive about it, and I've offered like help and support of how we can make things better. And yeah, it's been quite difficult, to be honest. I would just like a bit more support. And the thing is that I don't want to change. I feel like a lot of women get upset. This is a huge topic at the minute, actually. women at the minute feel like their rights are being taken away because people probably like me want the NHS to be more inclusive. I don't want women to be erased. You know, I've lived as a woman and I can fully understand how difficult it is for women. It's horrible, it's hard every day. But, like, it would just be nice for us to be more involved, and not for me, not to be referred as a woman, not to be referred as a female. Just like when you're approaching me, you can just use a different terminology. And yeah, I think it's really important to be inclusive, 100%. Since being younger, I always had these weird feelings that I never fully understood until I got older. You know, and that's probably to do with gender dysphoria, especially with my chest. And like when I was younger, I'd definitely been in situations where I'd be binding down my chest, putting certain clothes on that I thought boys wore, and then immediately just like take it off in embarrassment. When I was about 13, 14, I actually came out as lesbian, and I feel like that was more to do with how I dressed. And I dressed in like a certain, I was a bit of like a tomboy, and everyone used to say, oh, you're definitely a lesbian. Like, adults would literally say to me, why are you wearing that? Are you a lesbian? And I was like, I don't know, I don't know. And the thing is that gender and sexuality are two completely different things that people don't even realise. So yeah, so I came out as lesbian, had a few girlfriends for a few years, long-term relationships, and then after I finally just focused on myself, I realised that there was more to this, like there was more to me, and like my identity, me being trans, was something that I wanted to explore. And I realised that all them years ago, all them things that I was told of, like, well, you can't like, it's so weird, it was like, you can't like boys because you dress like that, so you must be a lesbian. I realised that gender and sexuality are two completely different things, and that I could just love anyone. And like, and now, like, I pretty much identify as queer, and I realised that I could just love and be with anyone. At the minute, with the media, and kind of wherever I look, I feel like there's a lot of hate towards trans people. There's a lot of misconceptions that people don't actually know about. Things are worded in the wrong way, and it's really concerning because I know people that want a transition and can't because they're so terrified because of what's coming out in the media at the minute about them, that they don't want that on them either. And that's really hard to see because, you know, I'm here living authentically as myself, and it's took a long time, and you can do it, but some people are not as strong sometimes. And, you know, this thing about men can't get pregnant, I just feel like I would not identify as anything else as soon as I found out that I'm pregnant. And it's important for me to stay real with my identity. And I am a pregnant man, I am trans. I feel like, as well, I try to stay positive about things and think, this is being talked about, so something's changing, something's happening, we're getting somewhere, at least it's being talked about, because back in the day it was never talked about at all, and this is where people have opinions on our existence. So at least it's being talked about. It's not good, but I do feel like something's going to come good out of it, and we won't stop fighting until we get there anyway. I think what makes me feel empowered as a trans man is that whoever I say I am is exactly who I am, and that's, like, no one could ever take that away from me, and I've learned that recently. And the fact that now I get to bring a child up to just, like, for her to know that she can be authentically herself and love whoever she wants, like, that's really powerful for me. And to have this opportunity to have my own baby whilst being truly who I am is really empowering. I think to the younger generation, like, I think that we really need to protect trans kids. And it's important for, like, you know, like people like me and people like trans activists that are talking out about it for the younger generation. I'd like them to know that it does get better. At the start, it's really, you know, it's a horrible thing to go through, the process that you have to go through, the appointments, but you will get there in the end, and you will live authentically as yourself. And it's such, the feeling afterwards when you get to live like that is such an amazing feeling, and it really makes life worth living a lot more, and you definitely will get there. Protect trans kids all the time.